Imagine you're being chased by a Tyrannosaurus rex. That shouldn't be too hard. 6 tons of muscle and teeth, all propelled on just 2 legs. But could you outrun it? A pair of scientists has used computers to come up with an answer. Their work is reported in the current issue of the journal Nature. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
John Hutchinson hasn't been chased by T-Rex, but he has raced an elephant in Thailand.
We were trying to understand how fast it could go, and I was just curious how fast I could go in comparison to an elephant, so I ran alongside it and tried to see if I could keep up.
And?
And I could barely.
Hutchinson wondered how fast T-Rex could run. Some scientists had claimed top speeds of 45 miles an hour. Others imagined them moving at more human speeds, like the elephant. So Hutchinson and a colleague, then working at the University of California, Berkeley, created a computer model. Hutchinson only remembered this recently, but when he was in high school, his physics teacher mentioned something interesting. He said that King Kong and Godzilla were physical impossibilities because their bones and muscle could not support their own weight. It turns out that Hutchinson's model looks at a similar question. Can T-Rex's body hold up at high speeds?
So we started off by measuring the bones of a skeleton of a real Tyrannosaurus and used those measurements of the different bones to build kind of a stick figure model of the Tyrannosaurus in the computer.
The model calculated how much muscle the Tyrannosaurus would need to run at a certain speed without toppling over or hurting itself. The researchers allowed the animal to run crouched over like a bird or straight-legged like an elephant. The model concluded in all cases, to run really fast, a T-Rex would require impossibly gigantic leg muscles. At more pedestrian speeds, it would have been okay.
Maybe it's interesting to compare it to a human. A human can run about 10 miles an hour or so on average. An Olympic sprinter can go almost 25 miles an hour for a short burst. And that's about the full range of possible speed that a Tyrannosaurus might have been able to run.
For some researchers, this confirms what they have always suspected. Andrew Biewiner is a biologist at Harvard University.
When things get very large, there are serious limitations on performance and movement. And so when you look around at the large animals that live today, and easily the best example of that are elephants, they are fairly cumbersome, not very fast running animals. And they're small by comparison to Tyrannosaurus. They're a third the size of Tyrannosaurus.
These arguments, however, don't wash with Bob Bakker. He's a paleontologist and curator of the Wyoming Dinosaur International Society.
This is the latest in a long series of scientific contributions that attempt to prove that T-Rex was a craven stumblebum.
Bakker says he's been chased by big, heavy rhinos galloping along at 35 miles an hour. He believes T-Rex could go even faster, a biting, running machine. He's unconvinced by mathematical models that say otherwise.
Back in the early 1950s, tongue-in-cheek, a biomechanics professor proved that bumblebees couldn't fly. They were too heavy and their wings were too small. There's a lot of slop in biomechanical models, mathematical models.
The Berkeley researchers' mathematical model did accurately predict the running ability of alligators and chickens, but Bakker would like to see that it worked on something larger, like a rhinoceros. He says the researchers are also ignoring the smoking footprints, dinosaur tracks etched in stone.
If you know how long the leg was, then all you have to do is measure the stride, the distance from one step to another. You can do it with a tape measure. If you have a hand calculator with you, you can then crank through this very simple equation and get the speed. And the fastest of these meat-eating dinosaurs is going over 40.
There's some debate over how to read those footprints, though. A set of what appear to be T-Rex footprints have been found in Wyoming, but when that dinosaur stepped in the mud millions of years ago, he or she was only going about 12 miles an hour. No one has yet found Tyrannosaur footprints so far apart that the animal must have been bounding along any faster. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.